today we'll be talking about the gift of God. Jesus said in that reference scripture we read in John chapter 4 verse 10, he said, if only you know the gift of God. If only you know the gift of God. So today we'll be talking about the gift of God. What is a gift? Lighthouse, it's my hope and prayer that you have new respect for gift. I didn't say new demand. Don't look for gift as in you didn't give me anything for my birthday. That's childish. Praise God. Understanding the gift of God. But let's learn something about gifts, because they bestow great value. One, gift is an item that gives you that delivers to you benefit without labor. I shared in the earlier service, nothing sets a child in front like the inheritance of parents. Have you left? Yeah. We may all start together, but one may take lead because of gift that was stored up. Gift makes you brings you into benefit without labor. Psalm 105 verse 43. There's nothing wrong to have an inheritance. There's nothing wrong with it at all. As a matter of fact, it gives you good advantage. Psalm 105 verse 43. The scripture says that when God brought his children out of Egypt, Bible says he brought them out with joy. You remember? They got gold by gift. What they didn't work for 430 years. He said he brought forth his people with joy and his chosen with gladness. Go on to verse 44. And gave them the land of the hidden, and they inherited what? The labor. Nothing sets you ahead like gift. Because daddy, the time you'll have used to work for the money is cut off. Praise God. You just got it and begin to derive benefit without labor. You see this watch? Somebody blessed me with it. To God be the glory. That if I was to save for this watch, I would still be, lay away. I will go to the office. Well, please, only $1 today. They will say, then I'll come next week. By the time I get the money finished, they don't service the watch again. Praise God. Give God the hand clap. You will find gifts laid up for you in Jesus' name. Oh, there's a great benefit in receiving gifts. It gives you benefit without labor. See how Jesus puts it in John chapter 4, verse 17. John chapter 4, verse 17. He said there, others have labored. No, verse 38, I'm sorry, my sister. John 4, 38. He said, others have labored. And you see, I sent you to reap whereon you do what? Ye bestow no labor. Other men labored, and ye are entered into their labor. Please, as a parent, if God honors you, be careful to lay up gifts for the children. It gives them hedge, big time. All right? God will help all of us in Jesus' name. Number two, gifts cause you to derive value without price. Shaga, doesn't matter how many people are using this, they can't get more value than I do. Because they gave me does not mean it won't work in my hand. Praise God. And because you don't know how I got it, you'll bring me to their level. They start making no. These people who have watched like this can't sit here. Praise God. Give God a hand clap. Praise God. Gifts will make you draw value. They start respecting me now as if I'm one of them. Yes, I'm one of them. Praise God. I mean, how will you say I'm not one of them when I wear it? Praise God. To God alone be all the glory. Isaiah 55 verse 1. Understanding gifts so that we can embrace the gift of God. Because if you don't understand it, you won't have respect for it. There's nothing wrong with people blessing us with gifts. It brings you into areas you naturally have not come to at that time. Even if you get there at all. Isaiah chapter 55 verse 1. Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters, and he that hath no money, Shaga, come ye, buy and eat. Yea, come, buy wine, Shaga, and milk, while without money and without price. You'll be deriving value of wine, value of milk, as if you had price for it. But it's yet without price. The gift of God. Number three. Gift brings you into honor without retaliation. You think it's everybody that likes people in high places? You need to wake up quick. You need to wake up what? If they like them, they shouldn't seek election to remove them. Praise God. No. You can't have more than two terms. No. Let somebody else to get the honor. Now, if God put you in an honor, he put you there without retaliation. Praise God. Luke chapter 10, verse 17. Luke chapter 10, verse 17. Because honor puts you in a position of envy. Bible says these brothers of Joseph did what? Hated him because of his dream. It hasn't even happened though. He's their blood brother. But honor puts you in a position to be reprieved or retaliated upon. And they said, we will slaughter you. You'll be in a place of honor. You don't have strong support. May God keep you there. Honor without retaliation. Bible says the wicked will see it and they will gnash their teeth. Psalm 112, the last verse there. When the wicked sees the honor God brings upon a man, if it's God that put that honor upon you, the wicked will only be gnashing their teeth. But they will be helpless. They will be helpless concerning you and I in Jesus' name. Luke chapter 10, verse 17. He said, and the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils, that's the ababa of wickedness, because evils are the, can I tell you a secret? Every wickedness proceeds from the devil. God calls him the wicked one. The wicked one. Matthew chapter 13, verse 19. Matthew chapter 13, verse 19. He said, when one hears the words of the kingdom and does not understand it, then cometh the wicked one. Praise God. Matthew 13, 19. He said, then cometh. So every wickedness is of the devil. When one heareth the words of the kingdom and understandeth one, then cometh what? The wicked one. So he's the one behind every. If you say somebody is wicked, it's the devil is using him. No more, no less. Because the true. If you can check out the devil within you, you become a good man straight. Praise the Lord. The wicked one. So, the gift of God, more specifically now, brings you into honor without retaliation. Luke chapter 10, verse 17. He said, even the devils were subject to us at your name. It is my prayer that you and I will settle in the will of God. You want to live a life that is free of stress and stress organized by the wicked? We must understand the gift of God. What does it mean to know the gift of God? Because Jesus told the woman, he said, if you know the gift of God, praise God. The knowledge of the gift of God is not a mental knowledge. It's a knowledge that makes you derive value. Praise God. Bible says, Abraham knew his wife, and the result was a child. You derive value from true knowledge. I share with the ministers. You say you know mathematics and you're not getting high score. That can't be true. Daddy Abby, if you know the subject, it will reflect in your score. Yeah. You can't tell me you know it. I can't be able to match it. If you know it, then why are you behaving purely? Praise God. Now the same thing when we know the things pertaining to God. That knowledge is to derive what? Value. Say value. Yeah. When you know it, you say, if you know the gift of God, I share with the workers. You say your brother is the vice president. You know him. You say you know him. And he's not helping you. Praise God. I don't understand that. If you know him, then you shouldn't be here. Praise God. Yeah. Give God a hand clap. Did you catch that? The knowledge of these things makes us to derive value. There are things I know of the Spirit. And by them, I know I utilize that knowledge to derive value. Praise God. On Wednesday, to the glory of God, don't look at me differently. I'm just using my gift. The same gift he gave to everyone. Praise God. By the way, we'll have clear weather on Saturday. After I said that, the wicked one whispered to me, "Oje lo check the weather support." I mean, go and check weather. But my spirit told me, I don't need to check weather forecast because I don't want to derive my notice, the good that is coming about it, from what they say. It was later I understood that the forecast for Wednesday, for Friday, was 20% chance of rain, and the Saturday was 40% chance of rain. But God solved it. For we walk by faith. Lighthouse, if you don't say, you can't have it. Praise God. They didn't do it. God did it. Praise God. I didn't have to. I didn't seek to check the weather so that I won't have false confidence. Praise God. And it was raining so heavily on. And somebody said, "What if it continues this Saturday?" I said, "I don't have any business with today. If you like, let it rain all you like. But tomorrow it shall be well." Praise God. Lighthouse, can I tell you a secret? I run the risk, the same risk as you run, only that I said my own. Praise God. Praise God. If you don't say it, you can't have it. Praise God. It is the gift of faith. So this morning, I haven't defined what gift is and what it means to know these things. Let's see two gifts that are important from many others that God gave to us. Because in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3, God said to us there, God has blessed you and I with all spiritual blessings. So there are many of them. Praise God. See what it says here. He said, according as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godly, all things, hallelujah, that through the knowledge, did you see that word there? If you know the gift of God, that through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and to virtue. Number one of the barbaric gifts that God gave to us is the gift of faith. For without faith, it is impossible to please God. John, 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17. It said, for we live by faith in the kingdom, not by sight. That's why I didn't go back to check the weather forecast. Many years ago, as head of department of a unit, the management called me and said, they called all HODs and said, give us the names of people that must be fired because they want to downsize. And I turned to the Lord and I said, not under my watch. Say, not under my watch. No, yes. I said, nobody is going anywhere in my department. And they began to compile names and all of that. And I said, there's nobody in my department that will be fired. Then they called. So one day I went to the office of the CEO. And as I got to his office, I saw table on fires on his lighthouse. Please wake up. Do what? Yeah. What is said to one is said to all. Is whether we practice the things that we read in the Word of God. Give yourself wholly to it. Paul wrote to Timothy that your profiting may do what? May appear. So anytime you practice it, you get paid for it. They put fires. We are not kidding here. Praise God. Because if we are kidding, it will show. Say it will show. Oh yeah, it's a matter of time. It will show. Now they put the fires on the table, and I saw the list of people to be fired. And then the devil told me, nobody is here. Go and check who. Because if you don't submit the list, they will list it for you. You know, management is like that. Eh? If nobody is going, you will soon see. Praise God. It just they help you compile the list. So something told me, he said, go and check there whether they put anybody's name in your office, anybody in your department. I said, I don't need to check it. Praise God. I've told God what I want, and I won't watch what I don't want. Praise God. Lighthouse, you can't mix, you know, you can't mix faith and doubt together. Because the moment I go to check that, I'll be finding unholy relief. Imagine I go and check it now until they change it. Say, oh, thank God they didn't put anybody. And when the final list comes, what was the busy? Praise God. Praise God. You cannot. Bible says, he that wavereth. He was standing before, then he wavered. You won't waver in Jesus' name. Faith is a gift of God. Faith is a gift of God. Ephesians 2 verse 8. Ephesians 2 verse 8. He said, for ye are saved by grace through faith, and that not of your own self. It is the gift of God. Can I tell you a secret? Faith is a gift of the Spirit. For ye are saved by grace through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 9. For to one this faith by the same Spirit, when it was listing the gifts of the Spirit. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 9. To one faith by the same Spirit. Did you see that? So we see there the gift of the Spirit is faith. Praise God. And when you operate in that gift, you don't tell people to die. You tell them to live that they may see the result of faith. They said in our language, if somebody who is lying that says his witness is in heaven. No, our witness is here. Praise God. You are not living here this thing. How many people heard it? Are we in Piscataway away now? No, witness for God now. We are not in Piscataway. God told us we are not. And guess what? They can't take us out of Edison. Because we didn't come here by luck. We were here by light. Praise God. There is no decree that can upset us here. As close as we walk with the bank, I thought we would disturb them. They tell me they like the music. Praise God. Yes, sir. I went to transfer. When we got in here, we approached them. We said, oh, we are because we are noble people. We are our neighbors. We would like to promote your business. We would like to open our church account with you. I mean, we opened. They didn't ask for it. But out of noble goodness, to make sure we do good to all men, including businesses, we gave them our church account. Give God a hand clap. We don't help. We don't look for help where we help. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. We don't look for help. We do what? Yeah, man. Our help coming from God. No. If a church says you should help, God is not there. Daddy, mommy, if God says you should help him, how will you feel? God come to you and say, help me. Then you know there is no hope for God. Praise God. Give God a hand clap. No. God helps everybody. Praise God. So we see here that faith is a gift. Faith is a gift. Number two, and we'll close with that. One of the dominant gifts of God. Many of us don't know. Yes, let me use that word. When I say know it, it's not because you don't know it by head or we don't know it. No, okay. But to derive value from it. Don't forget our definition of to know something. To know it means to know it sufficiently to draw value from it. Praise God. Eternal life. Romans chapter 6 verse 23. Romans chapter 6. Lighthouse. You need to know eternal life sufficient, or the gift. What is called eternal life? When you participate or interact or connect with that gift, you draw value from it. I said in the circle earlier, it is shameful for a Christian to say they are using voodoo on him. Then why don't you use God? You know, evil cannot overcome God. Yeah. So it is not, don't say it again. Praise God. Life is more powerful than death. That's why Jesus rose up. And when he came out, he said, "Oh death, where is thy sting? And grave, where is thy power?" Praise God. Bible says here, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift," say the gift. Praise God. Don't forget our definition of gift. It gives you benefit without labor, value without price, honor without retaliation. Praise God. Now he said, "But the gift of God is eternal life through Christ our Lord." We'll be looking at this, the composition of this free gift now. I can't stop telling you this. Somebody came to me and said he had a dream, I died. Right here. It's on this eye. The person, he thought maybe he brought me a prophecy. He said, "Pastor, I want to tell you something." It was after service. He said, "Oh, you know I like good news. Go ahead, break the news." She said, "Actually, I saw you die." I said, "Well, I will spare you this last time, okay? But next time, that notice is not for me. So never come and tell me that kind of. It is for them. You don't wake up before you reply them. It's not after you wake up, then you say, I wanted to tell you. In the dream, just tell them straight that they are liars. Praise God. Because the devil is a what? He's a liar. He can lie. Praise. He lies. I said, "Don't ever say that again. God can't tell you to tell me I will die when I'm working for him." Praise God. If you have a good staff, will you fire him? Praise God. Give God a hand clap. Praise God. My people, God has few laborers. Is there laborers at work? Now, among the few, you want to make it fewer? No. It can't happen. Praise God. He said, "I will contend with them that contend with you, and I will save your children." My package is strong. It is in world environment, they say people should not know your salary. My pay is in Exodus chapter 20, verse 25. See how much I'm paid. Let's go there. Because I want to flaunt it. Amen. I want to boast. So that you can like my job and come and do it too. Exodus chapter 20, verse 25. Chapter 23, verse 25. Praise God. He said, "You shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy bread." Say, "Bless thy bread." Praise God. My office gave me medical insurance. Daddy, they took a lot from my pay every month for medical insurance, but we don't use it. Huh? Because of a higher order of package. Praise God. I want you to envy me and come and be in it. Praise God. Because when people hear the benefit they give, I say, "Pam, watch this way." Praise God. When people hear the benefit they pay somebody, they say, "Let me now. Let me come and work there. I'm telling you now, so you come and work here." Praise God. He said, "You shall serve the Lord your God. He shall bless thy bread and thy water. I will take sickness away." It is here I will heal you of it. Shaga. Praise God. "I will take sickness from the midst." They gave me a life. I have a life insurance through AICPA, American Institute of Certified Public Accountants. And they came to check my health, mommy. Shaga. Not only did they lower my premium, they extend the coverage to 100 years. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. I'm not going anywhere. I'm a faculty. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Mommy, because they allow it for our spouse too, I put D on it. Basa. Strengthening. Praise God. She cannot connect with me and go somewhere early. Praise God. I'm flowing to our pattern. Give God a hand clap. Give God a hand clap. Please. The level of blood test they did is all compassing. Because they won't give you that sort of stuff without everything. They came and take blood and urine. They check us for everything, including HIV. Boy, I'm running on God IV. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. No, he said, I'm sharing the gifts of God with all of us. So that we might know it to draw what? To draw value. It's not for pastor. Like, daddy, there is nothing I'm doing when I was not a pastor that I'm not still doing now. They just call me pastor. I'm just a child of God. They can take the title. Nothing will change. Praise God. Hallelujah. Don't even look at that. There's no entitlement in title. There's no what? You can be Pope. If God does not give you the revelation of the scripture, you can't draw nada from it. You can't know the Bible because you are Pope. You know the Bible because it is uncovered to you by the Holy Ghost. When you know the gift of God. Praise God. Now look at the next verse. Because, I mean, let me quit. This is not where we're going, but I'm just book of Shakolini. Praise God. There shall nothing cast their young nor be barren in thy land. The number of thy days. God said, it is me that will supervise your days on earth. Go on to the next verse. Go on to the next verse. He said, I will send my fear before thee and destroy all the people to whom thou shalt come. I will make all thy enemies turn their backs unto thee. You know, it's not easy for enemies to turn back. Go. See what God will send to them on it. Bees. Daddy, it's difficult to fight bees. Because if you focus on one, you are dead. Now, you can't focus on any of all of them. You will focus on this one. One can sting you at the back. He said, I will send hornets before thee. We shall drive them out. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Give God a hand clap. If you know the gift of God. Now, the Bible says here, the gift of God is eternal life. Lighthouse. That's our most dominant gift when we come to the kingdom. For God so loved the world, John 3:16, that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. Let's see what this gift delivers in our lives. Romans chapter 5, 15 to 21, then we close. See this gift. Praise God. Excuse me. In John, in Romans chapter 6, it said, the gift of God is eternal life. Romans 6:23. See what he said about the gift here. Just quiet down and let's follow this scripture. It says, but not as the offense. Talking about the wages, the sin, okay? The wages of sin is death, okay? See what he said. He said, but not as the offense, so also is the free gift. Notice, there's no S in it. It's a singular term. For if through the offense of one, many be dead, the wages of sin is death, right? Much more the grace of God and the gift by grace. Ye are saved by grace through faith, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, hath abounded unto many, including us. Go on, my sister. And not as it was by one that sinned, so is the gift. That is, the effect that one brought to us is different from this gift, the blessing this gift brought. For the judgment was by one to condemnation. But the free gift is of many offenses unto justification. That is, everybody who sinned. Go on to the next verse. For if by one man's offense death reigned, Shagar, by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign in life. Praise God. By one, Jesus Christ. Go on to the next verse. Therefore, as by the offense of one, judgment came upon all men to condemnation. Even so, by the righteousness of one, the free gift. You see, the tenses continue as singular. So, even so, by the righteousness of one, the free gift came upon all men, including me. unto the justification of life. Go on, my sister. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners and thereby died, so by obedience of one shall many be made righteous. Verse 20. Moreover, the law entered that offense may abound. But where sin abounded, grace, you are saved by grace, did much more abound. Verse 21 now. Praise God. Let somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. That as sin hath reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto what? Let's stand up on our feet. I have the life of God in me. I have the life of God in me. I have the life of the Son of God. I have the Spirit of the Son of God. I have the life of God in me. I have the life.
I have the life of God in me.
I have the life.
I have the life of God in me. I have the Spirit of the Son of God. I have the life of God.
I want you to establish it by faith in your body.
I have the life of God in me.
I have the life. Spirit of the Son of God. I have the life of God. For the last time, I have the life.
I have the life of God.
I have the life.
I have the life of God in me.
Oh,
I have the Spirit of the Son of God.
Eternal life is not inhaling and exhaling. It is a nature of life. It does not validate itself by the longevity of life. No. It's by the content of life that cannot be extinguished. It's because that life cannot be extinguished. That's what makes it perpetual. Praise God. Number three, anything this life contacts, it impacts life to it. Praise God. That's why Jesus was walking and a woman touched the hem of his garment. And the life that was streaming out of that garment terminated death. Praise God. My dear brother and sister, if you know the gift of God, you will derive value from it. I want us to go before God this morning and receive the gift of God. Don't take the testimony of your doctor as the final say, my brother. The sister called my sister. She said, I am dying. And my sister said, you are not dying. Praise God. She didn't say, okay. She didn't help her to die. She helped her to live. Praise God. My dear brother and sister, if you know the gift, he said she heard the voice saying, no, you laugh at the devil. Whose report will you believe? I will believe the report of the Lord. His report says, I am healed. His speed crosses, I am rich, rich. If I am free, I am free. His report says victory. Go ahead and take that report now. If you know the gifts of God, why would somebody tell me I have a dream, you die? The only reason why I can refute that is because I have interacted with the knowledge of the gift of God. I have a song, I will sing it in Yoruba. Oni, this is my song, my ministry song. Mo jeri baba ti moni, o lagbara ju aye lo. Baba mi ore mi, ko je fi mi toro fe suro lati daloro ko je fi mi toro fe suro lati daloro mo je ri baba ti mo ni o lagbara ju aye lo ore mi baba mi ko je fi mi toro fe suro rara ko je fi mi toro fe suro lati daloro. That song is saying I trust my father, the father that I have, my friend and my God. He will not give me to the devil at all. He will not give me to the devil to punish me. Now, it takes knowledge of the gift of God to come into that reality. Well, lift up your heart to God. He didn't bring you here to entertain you. He brought us here to interact with us. That what is flowing through God may flow through you. And then you can begin to connect with things that pertain to you and speak life into them. Go ahead and talk to God today. Son, please continue to play that song in my ears. Just give us some music in the background. Father, I embrace your gift. Receive the gift. Daddy, they said somebody was taken to oncology. And mommy said I was putting the Bible all over her, all over her, all over her, all over her, all over her lighthouse. You cannot watch what you don't want. You must take action against it. But mommy said, mommy said, I don't know what else to do, but I know this to do. Lighthouse, you cannot admit their report. He said, as they were taking them into that place, they say, mommy, see where they are taking us. Say, I reject it. You know, you have to say something so that you won't buy what you don't want. Father, Lord, we just want to thank you. Well, we are before God today. Lay it down. Lighthouse, can I tell you a secret? When we came, I'm not a foolish man, but I heard the grace of God. When we came to this building, God told me two things. One, don't say anything is wrong with this building. Don't let it come out of your mouth, because there's nothing wrong here. So I said, God, where would the children use? He said, open your eyes. Praise God. Open your eyes. And the children are well taken care of. Number two, he said, speak to the ground. Praise God. This ground will swallow you. If you don't know ground swallow people, go and ask Abihu and Korah. Bible says the ground did what? Swallow them. They unprepared. They were still talking. They didn't know this man hears. Number, he said, God says, speak to the ground and command the ground to yield for you. Praise God. It's not voodoo, it's God. Whatever he tells you, do it. Whatever he tells you, do it. Well, all I can tell you is don't die. The abundance of this ground will yield to this church. Thank you, precious Father. Well, you're on that same ground now and before God. Put it before him. Lord, I receive your gift of eternal life. Let everything that pertains to me connect with life. It can be a career that is dying. You say, I don't know what else to do. Lay it before. Life will spoil out of it. It can be a relationship. Lay it before God. That child was dead of the widow of Cain. Bible says she was being brought out of the city to be buried. And they met Jesus on the way. And Bible says Jesus touched the casket. What? He didn't even say a word. Bible says he touched the casket. And he said, boy, come up. And gave the boy back to his woman. Eh? Why? Because life is stronger. Lighthouse, if life touches that situation, life will come out of it. What was dead and decaying will become great and glorious. Receive grace from the Lord today. If you know the gift of God, lay before the... I say, Lord, just put life in this subject for me. Lord, anything in my career, whatever the process is, life will come out of it. Eternal life. He said, if you know the gift of God and who is it, that he said, he will give you water that is alive. Living water. Well, you have a chance this morning to speak to the God who giveth life. Father, Lord, we thank you. Father, Lord, we bless you. Well, join yourself to your neighbor and receive grace. Let's pray one for another. Say, Daddy, let my sister come back with a testimony. Let the life nature in Jesus Christ turn this situation up for good. Lord, we bless you. Lord, we thank you. If you are here on Saturday and you witnessed it, by the way, we will have fair weather on Saturday. Now, it takes the under. It take, no, I said it by faith. Now, speak into that situation. We return. Or my sister said, no, laugh at the devil. He said, what do you mean? I just told you, laugh at the devil. It is not you they saw. It is not, that's not going to happen to you. And they went and did the research again. And she said, wrong diagnosis. You know, they saw it. They just didn't want to admit it. He said, wrong diagnosis. We don't know how that came. God stepped into it. Lighthouse, don't take their word for the last word. God has the final say. God has the final say. God has the final say. Father, Lord, we bless you. We give you glory. Blessed be thy name, our God. Thank you, precious Father. In Jesus' precious name, we pray. Amen. Father, we thank you. Daddy, nobody can do your work. It is God doing his work using everybody. Daddy, we return all the glory to you. Thank you for bringing us here today. Well, you've just uncovered to us what it means to know the gift of God. What does gift mean? To bring us into benefit without labor, to value without price, to honor without retaliation. Father, well, that's what you brought us here for. Lord, let what you do be beyond retaliation in the life of everyone. It will not be said that thing went and came back in the name of Jesus. And whatever is lost is recovered in the name of Jesus. Whatever is damaged, the Lord repair it in Jesus' name. Whatever is destroyed, the Lord recreate it in the name of Jesus. Make the heart of your children glad in Jesus' name. Thank you, precious Father. Father, through your testimony, may they be a witness that life is in Christ Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. How many people have been serviced this morning? Well, that's why it is called church service. You know, like you go to garage to service your car, and when you come in there, they change the engine oil, they change the filter, and when you turn on the car, you know it's sounding different now. Now, this is a service station for the soul. That's why it's called church service. So if you see anybody grinding and complaining, tell them to go to church. Praise God. You say you need service. Praise God. You know, praise God. You need service. He said, when last did you service this soul? It was New Year's Day. This soul is going to knock over.